This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
It is a big day at Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. Dawn Walker is here. Hi.
Good morning. Yes, it is a big day.
Big afternoon. We've got at 4 o'clock, we are officially kicking off, I think, a year of celebration,
yes,
right?
Yes, yep. This ribbon cutting at 4 o'clock at the Pickering House, today the 11th. This kicks off our year-long celebration of being in the community for 40 years.
Yeah.
That's 40 huge. Years.
Now, on the ads that Kristen has recorded, it says since 1982.
Yes.
So I want to clarify just a little bit on this because this is 2024. So
right.
By my math, and again, I went to Fairfield Union, so math is not my strongest suit, but that would be 1984. So where does 1982 and 1984 fit in?
So the 1982 is when down in front of FMC and by Kroger, there was a little office and hospice was started as Fairfield Visiting Nurses.
So the VNA, the Visiting
yes.
Nurses, started
a hospice service mm-hmm. in 1982. Well, then in 1984, Medicare began reimbursing for hospice services. So that's when we received the certification from Medicare.
That's fantastic.
Yes.
Number one, that Medicare recognizes this
yes.
as a valued service, as
yes.
a needed service.
Yes. So it's just such a big deal and just an amazing milestone
mm-hmm.
for any type of healthcare agency to serve the community for 40 years.
I'm going to say this, you know, hospice has been serving our community. Fairhope Hospice mm-hmm. has since before you were born.
Yes, they have.
Now, me, I'm old, but you're younger than 40, so this has been all your life.
My whole
basically.
Life, yes.
Yeah, so 40 years of being a Medicare-recognized and reimbursed
yes.
service.
And then, you know, from 1984 until 2004, it was all, in-home-based and in-facility-based hospice mm-hmm. services. And then in 2004, the campaign for the hospice house, which we now know as the Pickering House, began.
2004?
Yeah.
I mean, you think about that. Now, that was 20 years,
mm-hmm.
right? After the official
yep.
Medicare start. 20 years. And then it was like, we need a place.
Yes. Yes. And Gordon B. Schneider was a huge, huge component in getting the fundraising for that, Virginia L. Pickering
yep.
as well.
Dr. Schneider.
Dr.
Yes.
Schneider.
And an interesting story about, and I know a little of the history. They originally were looking clear on the other side mm-hmm. of the county, right? Of Fairfield
mm-hmm.
County. And somehow the land on Sells Road became available.
Yes, 38 acres.
Yeah, which just turned out to be the perfect spot.
Perfect location.
Perfect center of the coverage in terms of Perry,
yes.
Hocking,
yep.
Fairfield, all around.
Serving the patients 1 hour from the Pickering House.
Yeah.
That is our radius. So
yeah.
It worked out perfect.
Well, when we come back, let's talk about the shindig that's
yeah.
coming up to this afternoon
yep.
at 4 o'clock. This is Dawn. This is Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, 740-654-7077, 800-994-7077. And what's the website?
It is Fairhope Hospice. org.
We were just talking off the air about all the really cool local, uniquely local things that are, you know, right here in our area.
Yeah, it's pretty phenomenal.
And Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care is one of those
mm-hmm.
homegrown, born and raised right here in the community.
Yes, yes. So our, like we've been talking about, our 40th anniversary milestone ribbon cutting is this evening.
So Travis and the crew
yes.
from the Lancaster
our
Fairfield
wonderful
County
chamber.
Are coming out with the big red ribbon.
And the big scissors.
Right. Now, careful with those scissors because they're pointy.
Okay.
You know, don't run with
those
things.
Don't run with...
Well, we have a picture from the fair when we did our 75th ribbon cutting, 75th anniversary of Rachel holding them over her head and running with them. It's like, Rachel, you never run with scissors.
Scissors.
So that's that ribbon cutting, is it at 4 o'clock?
Yes, it's at 4 o'clock. So be there a little bit early so we can, you know, socialize a little bit. But the ribbon cutting itself will occur at 4 o'clock today. And then we'll be around till 4 at 5 o'clock or whenever, just socializing,
mm-hmm.
light refreshments, cookies,
say,
coffee.
Are there any horses to ovaries there?
No.
Hors d'oeuvres?
There aren't. Well, some homemade no-bake cookies, some homemade cookies from our kitchen.
Cookies are fine.
Coffee.
Yes.
It'll be a good day for coffee, hot chocolate. Yeah. So mm-hmm. just nothing too
coffee
fancy.
Wait a minute. Coffee, hot chocolate, and no-bake
cookies? No-bake
cookies. What else do you need?
That's right.
On a cold winter's
that's
day.
That's right. And they'll be homemade by Jen. So that'll be really
good. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
So, and again, it's a chance to get together. And if anybody's never seen the Pickering House, they're welcome to come take the tour.
Yes, and we can give tours of the Pickering House. It would be a really great experience for you just to see the campus. I know a lot of the community has heard about Fairhope or had somebody that was on our services. But if you've not been up to the campus at 282 Sells Road, it would be a really great opportunity.
I'm assuming the Tree of Remembrance is gone now.
Yeah,
right? The holidays are over.
Yeah. Our holiday stuff is down.
So you got the lobby all cleaned out, right? And then, of course, the Gorsuch room
will be set up.
And let's talk about that a little bit. You know, you talked about the 2004, the genesis of Dr. Snyder trying to, you know, get something built. And we know it took 4 years. Mm-hmm. Because we didn't get it open until 2008.
Right.
And so in that 4 years, a lot of hard work, a lot of fundraising went on. You mentioned Virginia Pickering. But one of the things that was envisioned was not only a place for respite and for that care, end-of-life care, but some place where the community could gather.
Right. And it's just the Gorsuch room at the beginning, at the front of the building, when you walk into the lobby, the Gorsuch room's off to the right. So you're not walking into patients' rooms.
Right.
You're walking into a welcoming, homey environment.
We should mention that, you know, a lot of people have a conception of, the Pickering House is like a hospital or like a nursing home.
Not at all.
No.
No, it's 12 private rooms, large private rooms, plenty of spaces for the families to get together and to be separate from, you know, from the hospital room or from the Pickering House room if needed.
Right. Well, they have hospital type beds.
Yes.
I mean, in terms of medical need, it meets it well.
Yes, absolutely.
But in terms of there's a kitchen over here and
there's soup and cookies in the kitchen. There's a sunroom. There's a play area for the kids out back.
Let's talk about when we come back. I want to talk about the development of the property because from 38, you know, acres of nothing to what it is today and the ability to continue.
Yes.
Today is the big open house. It's the big ribbon cutting. And when I say big, you know, we want to pack the place.
Yes.
So you're welcome to come out.
Yes, it's open to the public, 282 Sells Road, 4 p.m. at the Pickering House.
Now,
you'll see us there.
Now, it's at the Pickering House. And for anybody that's been, they may not even know it's there because it's nestled, right? Mm-hmm. So when you go up the hill on Sells Road from Main Street, like you're heading over to whatever that
Marietta
Road, you may not even notice it's there.
No.
It sits back. And of course, you've got the Pickering House. You got the Anita M. Turner Center.
Yes.
This is something that, again, identified need. It's like we have the Pickering House. What does the Anita M. Turner Center do and why is it so important?
The Anita M. Turner Center is our grief center. And that was built in 2015, fundraising for that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Anita M. Turner, hence the name.
She gave a big chunk of seed money.
Yes. So that houses our grief support group, and they have group support meetings in there. The whole program itself runs out of this building.
You have offices for Tracy Miller.
Yep.
Rory Bay. And for Rory. And then you have a larger meeting room there that can accommodate 90 to 100 people.
Yes. And Rory has, I don't have the schedule right now, but if you go to fairhopehospice.org, you can look at the schedule for his Friday grief groups.
10 to 11 a.m.
Yes.
Friday mornings.
Yep.
I do know that's happening in January.
Yes.
Right. I have that memorized.
Good job.
There you go.
Yeah. So it's a great addition to our campus, and it was a great need to the community.
Have you spent any time back on the walking path and going back to where the falls would be when it is actually, you know,
and there's
watery.
A gazebo back there, and it's beautiful. Our whole property is gorgeous.
Deer, bird feeders all around too.
Yep.
And again, this is where volunteers come in because you know you couldn't do this without all the great volunteers feeding the bird, you know, stocking the bird feeders.
They do so much for us. You know, you know, just speaking of Christmas decorations, they took down New Year's Day, they came in and all the Christmas decorations were put away, organized, and ready for next year.
And all the ornaments were on their way that people had bought back to them, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. So volunteers are phenomenal. They go into the facilities, they sit with patients that are passing so no one dies alone. It's just a phenomenal program as a whole at Fairhope.
An amazing organization celebrating 40 years officially this year.
Yep.
So very quickly, so today after today's event, What do we have coming up through the year? I know the Celebrate Life event is about 2 months away.
Yes. So in 2 months, we have on March 21st at the Mill, starting at 5:30, we have our biggest fundraiser of the year to support our memorial fund, and that is Fairhope Celebrates Life.
Mm-hmm.
That will be at the Mill, 5:30. So that'll be cash bar, heavy hors d'oeuvres, live auction, silent auction, and then still that online auction piece mm-hmm. that you can start bidding on a couple days before the event.
Right. When COVID happened, a lot of things went online. A lot of people like that.
Yes.
So you keep those components.
Kind of keep those in there and then have some live and silent ones for the people at the event.
Fantastic.
Tickets are $40. So if you're interested.
When are they available now?
They're available now. If you're interested, just find us on the Facebook. Find us mm-hmm. on the Facebook page and all the information's there.
I plan to attend. I've attended, I think, just about every one.
Yes, it's going to be a great time.
I enjoy that, and I'll see you this afternoon,
Sounds
too.
Sounds great. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Don. Don Walker, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. Again, their number 740-654-7077.